Hey, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio. So much music to include in this 2-hour mixtape. The fact that you join me week after week to celebrate and amplify voices is just the icing on the cake. Coming up in this first hour, I've got music on the way from Tune Yards, Anita Franco, Astra, Kate Bush, Jen Grant, music on the way from Sarah Jaffe, Sophia Kennedy, and why not kick off the full 2 hours with the incredible Santi Gold here on Girly So Groovy.
Come on.
stylish, sophisticated, and sweet. Three S words to describe three artists who all start with the letter S. We just heard music from the versatile Texas singer-songwriter Sarah Jaffe, an artist whose career has traversed synth pop and indie rock, even chamber folk in the music that she makes. This time around, we heard the song No Worries. That's from her album Bad Baby. It's been since 2019 that we have had any releases from Sarah Jaffe. She is a talented songwriter. Really hope that we see some new music from her. In the middle, Baltimore-born but now Germany-based Sophia Kennedy, a composer and songwriter who uses her training and background in film and theater to make off-kilter, orchestrated indie and electropop. Squeeze Me is the name of her newest album. We heard the song Imaginary Friend from Sophia Kennedy, and then kicked off the entire 2 hours with Santi Gold, Pirate in the Water. That is from Santi Gold's sophomore album, Master of My Own Make Believe. Okay, right now it is music. You know, one of the things I absolutely love about being your faithful music programmer is when I stumble upon an album that I know nothing about, give it a chance, and it turns out to make the honorable mention list for 2025. Vox Rea is the moody indie pop band from Vancouver. This is a band that blends cinematic melodies and alternative art pop sounds. When you listen to their latest album, each song almost sounds as if it is done by different artists, and that change in sound and style creates for exciting listening. So we've got Vox Rea coming up, but before we get to that, another artist that knows how to make art pop sounds with indie folk sentimentality, I am talking about Jen Grant, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
look across to the other side, and I wonder what it'd be like to walk on those sidewalks to hear what they're talking. Distract from something inside that tells me that I'm always bound to be 5 steps behind.
Say.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want sparkly, jangly love songs, well then, honey, you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Los Angeles songwriter and producer Hannah Vu right there. This is an artist who exists between dreamy, jangly haze and anxious alternative rock with every song she writes. We heard the song Love from Hannah Vu. That is from Hannah Vu's most recent album, Romanticism. In the middle, it is Vox Rea from their latest album, Art Oracles, released just last year, an album that easily made its way into our honorable mention list for albums for 2025. We heard the song Grass from Vox Rea. And then starting the set off, we headed to Halifax. Hi, Halifax. It is Jen Grant, folk rock singer-songwriter Jen Grant, with her song Bombshell. That track is the opening song to Jen Grant's album, Compostela. So much more music to get to coming up in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Kate Bush, Tune Yards, Anita Franco, and more. But up next, it is the continuing one-woman project of Katie Stelmanis, better known as Astra. She has built a career on fusing operatic vocals with darkly beautiful electronic pop. Astra's latest fifth album, Chin Up Buttercup, is her biggest juxtaposition to date. And what I mean is that it's a breakup album, but it is also Astra's most optimistic sounding album she has ever made. Chin Up, Buttercup. Astra up next here on Girly So Groovy.
The clouds look like they're smoke.
Earlier, we talked about art pop artists like Vox Rea and Jen Grant. There would be no art pop artists if there wasn't the trailblazing art rocker, Kate Bush. We heard the song Ariel. That's the title track to Kate Bush's album Ariel, a double disc album. Before that, though, it is new music from Ostra. The new album is called Chin Up Buttercup. We heard the track Look Me in the Eye. Okay, right now, we have been featuring music from this duo since the album came out last May, and we continue to do so. The playful wife-husband duo Tuneyards returned in May with their sixth album, Better Dreaming. Using their signature sound, Tuneyards delivered a soulful, funky, and uplifting antidote to the fractured, poisoned state of life in the 2020s. It is definitely music we need still today in 2026. It is Tuneyards' Perpetual Motion here on Girly So Groovy.
So deeply pleased to pause this life, I think I jinxed the world and caused this strife. Yes, I long so long for fewer nouns. I long so well the world shut down. And now the killer is calling the pot I was so deeply pleased to pause this life.
Finest.
It was 16 years ago when we crowned Jessica Hoop as the girly, so grooviest album for 2010 with her album Hunting My Dress. As a singer-songwriter, Jessica Hoop always figures out ways to dish up quirky melodies and razor-sharp harmonies, and they're on full display with her 2010 album Hunting My Dress. Tulip is the name of the song. It is a song that still haunts me 16 years later. In the middle, it is One Woman Army, Ani DeFranco, with her song Virus. That's from her most recent album, Unprecedented Shit. And then kicking off the set, it is Tune Yards. Their newest album, Better Dreaming, we heard the song Perpetual Motion. Hey, if you're wondering who made the Girly So Grooviest list or honorable mention list for last year, there's a couple of ways you can figure this out. One, social media. We have them highlighted in the highlight reel on our Instagram page at GSG Radio. You can still listen to the full two-hour episode, the countdown show, on our listening page, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an I-E. Or you can stick around for the second hour. Our Girly So Grooviest band for 2025 is going to be featured in the second hour here on the program. So with saying that, let's wrap up this first hour before totally diving into side B of this two-hour mixtape. I would say let's wrap up right now with the genre-bending shoegaze band known as No Joy, a band led by experimental songwriter, sonic adventurer Jasmine White Glutz. The new album is called Bugland, released just last year. We've yet to feature it on the program, and definitely something I still want to share with you. So without further ado, let's wrap up the first hour. No Joy with the song My Crude Princess, again from the new album Bugland, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Coming up on side B of this experiment we call Girly So Groovy, we've got music from Brazilian girls Anna Calvi, Dara Dorian, Annika, Florence and the Machine. In the first hour, I had just mentioned that if you stick around in the second hour, we are going to be featuring the number one Girly So Grooviest album of 2025. Well, I'm not going to hold you in suspense. Well, maybe as a loyal listener, you'll remember in December when we crowned this band. It's been a hot minute since a debut album has excited me as much as that of Brighton, UK quartet, The New Eves. Witchiness pervades the whole album. The band calls it paganistic feminism. It plays like a feral incantation to Patti Smith, Susie Sue, The Slits, Bikini Kill, PJ Harvey, Marianne Faithfull, Nico, and all the other women waiting for a new Eve to rise. The New Eve is Rising is the name of the album. It came out in August. I just cannot feature it enough here on Girly So Groovy. We are going to get to that, but before we do that, when we talk about witchiness and talk about Nico, let's go all the way back over 50 years. It's the Velvet Underground and Nico kicking off the second hour here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. in my costume shell.